Hello, everyone, on Blind Cool Tech. This is Don Barrett, and I want to do a pretty short podcast on a very, very cool little Excel function that I uncovered. I want to thank Lynette for doing her wonderful Excel podcast. She's obviously a real pro at this program, and the little function I've uncovered is kind of silly, but I think, actually, I find it quite useful. And so all of you, please bear with me, and Lynette, if I make any mistakes, I'm hoping that you will have no problem in correcting me and straightening me out forthwith, because I am not an Excel expert, but I think this little function will be useful. Now, I'm going to say right off the bat that I'm doing this without a screen reader. I still have not gotten the levels straight, and the screen reader is not going to come out well at this point. So I figured because it's such a small function and because it's a very simple formula that I'm going to be talking about, I can provide all of you with the instructions and you can do it. My apologies in advance, because I know that it's much better when you actually can have a screen reader to demonstrate it. I've got to install a new Turtle Beach card that Kevin Reed was kind enough to part with and share with me. Right now I'm using a SoundMax on the motherboard of my Asus machine, which just is not behaving properly in terms of giving a good combination of microphone and screen reader. Well, enough of that. Okay, here's what this function's all about. Very basically, how many times have you been sitting at your desk at home or at work, and somebody comes up to you and says, well, I'm free April 19th, or I know we can get together, how about June 25th? And you say to yourself, if I only knew what day of the week it was. You know you have commitments on maybe Mondays and Wednesdays. There's certain things you only want to do on the weekends. And somebody will give you a date over the phone for a meeting or something, and you just would love to know immediately what day of the week does this date fall on. Well, found this wonderful little function in Excel called the text function, which allows you to type in a date and instantly hear the day of the week that that date falls on. It's not something you'll use every day, but I bet certainly two or three times a month you'll have occasion to really need to know a given date in terms of what day it falls on, and you'll be very happy you have this little function. Now, the way you do it, and it's very, very simple, let's say we go into Excel and we start on A1, which is, if you do Control Home in your worksheet, you can be sure you're at the top of the worksheet, and that is cell A1. Whatever screen reader you're using will report that out to you. Now, what I like to do is go down one cell in the column to A2, which means you're still in column A, but you're on row 2, and put the formula there. Because that way, when you write your date in A1 and hit enter, you're automatically brought down to the answer, which is in A2. If you remember from some of the examples Lynette was showing us, and for those of you who are familiar with Excel, if you're in a given cell and you hit enter after entering some data, you'll be taken down to the cell below it. So we use that property of Excel to put us right on the day of the week, so that when we type a date into A1, we'll end up hearing the day of the week right afterwards. So if we are on A1, we arrow down once to cell A2, and this is where we begin with the equal sign, which we learned in the last podcast is the way to begin a formula. Every single formula begins by entering the equal sign. Now, this particular function, every function has what are called arguments. And that simply means that they are the pieces of data that go into the function to allow the function to calculate its proper result. If you don't have the right arguments in the function, you'll get an error or a number. It just won't work. So keep in mind that with this particular function, it's called the text function, T-E-X-T, and we're going to begin, as I said, with the equal sign, and we're going to start the formula by typing equals, and then the word text, T-E-X-T, and after all function names, the arguments are enclosed in parentheses. So we're going to hit our left parentheses sign, and the first argument is the value of the item we want to convert to text. Now, if you remember from the previous podcast, you can put the name of a cell as the value, because what you're basically telling Excel is, look in this other cell for this particular value. So, for example, we have equal, T-E-X-T, left paren, and then we're going to type A1. And we're going to be telling Excel by doing that, that the first argument for this text function is in cell A1. And it'll look every time we type a date into A1 and hit enter, the formula in A2, this particular formula, will look at A1, pull the date out, and provide us with the day of the week. So the first argument, as I said, is A1, the name of the cell we're going to be typing in. And then we put a comma. And then the second argument is quote DDDD quote. So it's quote, four D's, and then a quote, and then a right parentheses. And we hit enter, and that's it for the formula. That's the entire formula. And again, just to do it in a continuous way so we can make sure we've typed it correctly. And it's equals T-E-X-T, left parentheses, A1, comma, quote, D-D-D-D, quote, right parentheses. Now, once you have that, go up to cell A1 and type any date. So you can type 4/15/06, hit enter, and you'll instantly hear the day of the week that falls on. Now, I've saved this spreadsheet and just called it What Day Is This? And it saves it in my documents. So anytime I need to know the day that something's going to fall on, I quickly open the spreadsheet, type the date in A1, and hit enter, and I immediately hear the day of the week that date will occur on. And that's all there is to it. It's not very complicated, but it's using one of Excel's many cool functions to provide you with information that if you have a Braille calendar, I suppose you can use that. There's probably many other ways of finding the same information, but I just find it easier to use this, and it's very quick, gives you the information you need, you get out of the spreadsheet, and you're done. So that's it for this particular podcast. I hope you find it useful. I'm sure many people have little functions like this that they've developed or come up with that provides them with little bits of information that are useful throughout the day. It would be kind of fun hearing about some of them from some other folks. If you want to get in touch with me to yell at me or say it was okay or you found it useful, or please don't bore me again with any similar ones, feel free to write me at D-O-N-T-E-R, that's donter@verizon.net, V-E-R-I-Z-O-N, .net. I'd love to hear from some of you. Anyway, thank you all very much. This has been Don Barrett for Blind Cool Tech.